$5,000 you can win. All you have to do is find my twin. So try your luck, come on, begin. Win $5,000, find my twin.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's a sensational new program which presents an opportunity for you to win $5,000 in cash and at the same time have a lot of fun. For we want you to find every 4 weeks the twin of a nationally famous person we select. Coupled with this, you will be guaranteed top-flight entertainment with handsome, friendly Bill Gwynn as your master of ceremonies, plus some of the outstanding talent from Horace Heights Youth Opportunity Program, such as Ralph Sigwald, Vic Valenti, the Ewing Sisters, and Lynn Johnson. All are here to give you a pleasant half hour of entertainment. But now, here's your MC, Bill Gwynn.
Thank you, John Holbrook, and hello, folks. Yes, sir, that's right. There's $5,000 waiting for you, and all you have to do is find the twin of some famous personality. And for the next 4 weeks, to win the $5,000, you must find the twin of President Harry Truman. Yes, it's $5,000 for the person who searches and finds the man who most closely resembles President Truman. You know, friends, almost everyone has a twin somewhere in these United States. And as a matter of fact, we've selected President Truman because his features are familiar to everyone. Now, here's what you have to do.
Stop. You must have details on this person. Look. For the person who meets the description. Listen. President Truman's description. Weight 173. Height 5 feet 8 and 3 quarters inches. Age 65. Eyes blue, wears glasses. Hair white, partially bald.
There's $5,000 you can win. All you have to do is find the twin.
Now, before we actually introduce some hopeful twin hunters, we hear from one of America's most talented and youthful sister teams, discovered on Horace Heights Youth Opportunity Program. These girls possess a singing style we feel will take them to the top. It's the Ewing Sisters from Gonzales, Texas, and everybody knows that everything from Texas is the best. And the Ewing Sisters prove it with Sentimental Gentlemen.
Mother, 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 I met a man today. Mother, 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 he's perfect in every way. With a natural sophistication and a 4-year college education. Mother, I know you'll love him so, 'cause he's a sentimental gentleman from Georgia. Georgia, gentle to the ladies all the time.
So gentle to the ladies that when it comes to loving, he's a real professor.
A PhD, yes, sir.
Just the Mason, Dixon, Valentine. Valentine, Valentine. Oh, see those Georgia peaches hanging around him now. 'Cause what this fellow teaches, nobody else knows how. That sentimental gentleman from Georgia. Georgia, gentle to the ladies all the time.
Mother, mother, advise me what to do.
As your mother, I feel it is my moral obligation to forestall a very likely situation in which you, my daughter, will eventually be brokenhearted because of a friendship which never should have started. So take the advice of your mother, my dear child, and forget about this man, this so-called Mason-Dixon Valentine. Go find yourself someone more gentlemanly and less sentimental to the ladies all the time.
Oh, thank you, mother dear. I'm so grateful to you. But I forgot to mention, I just got married to that sentimental gentleman from Georgia, Georgia. He's so gentle to the ladies all the time.
Oh, he's wonderful.
That sentimental gentleman from Georgia.
Say, Johnny Holbrook, tell us how each and every person can be a detective and win $5,000 in cash by finding a twin.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, as you know, after listening to last week's program, we're asking you to discover a man who could be President Harry Truman's twin. To be eligible, all you must do is mail a letter enclosing a description and snapshot of the person whom you think could be Mr. Truman's twin. mail your letter to Find My Twin, Box 706, Hollywood, California. Impartial judges will select three entries whose characteristics most closely resemble President Truman and will pay the finders and the twins' expenses to this program, where their resemblance will be judged on points by two men who have known Mr. Truman personally for over 20 years. Each week, the twin most closely resembling President Truman receives $500, with second and third prizes of $100. And the winner will be invited to return to this program the following week and compete with two new entries. The man most resembling President Truman at the end of 4 weeks wins $5,000 cash. We will endeavor at that time to have in person on our show the personality whose twin we are trying to find.
So don't you wait, start now, begin. Win 5,000, find the twin.
Now here we are, ready to start with our first twin finder, and it's Mrs. Vera Ashton of Peoria, Illinois. Mrs. Ashton, it's nice to have you here. Will you tell us about your search for President Truman's twin?
Well, Mr. Gwynn, I'm out here in Hollywood on a little vacation visiting my cousin. And last week, she brought me to see your program.
Oh, you came to last week's show, did you?
Yes, it was wonderful. And that prize money sounded awfully inviting. But I didn't know anyone in Hollywood who looked like President Truman, so I sort of forgot about it.
Well, what happened?
My cousin took me to the Brown Derby last Tuesday night to see some movie stars.
Did you see any?
No, I didn't. I kept looking around trying to find some. And suddenly, I heard someone at my elbow asking me if I'd ordered. I looked up and yelled, "It's him! It's him!"
Who was it, Van Johnson?
No, it was the waiter, Harry Truman.
Oh. Oh. You mean your waiter at the Derby looked like Harry Truman?
Yes, he certainly did. And right away, I thought of your program, and I asked the waiter if he would appear on it.
Well, wonderful, Mrs. Ashton. You know, it just goes to show you, there he is. How about that, folks? Yes, indeedy. I think that he certainly looks like him, and the applause shows it, too. And, by the way, would you introduce me to this gentleman, Mrs. Ashton, please?
Well, I'd like to, Mr. Gwynn, but I can't pronounce his name, so he'll have to introduce himself.
My name is A.K. Pullion.
Pullion?
Pullion.
Sounds like bullion.
No, bullion.
No bullion.
Like bullion.
No soup.
No soup.
All right, wonderful. And Mr. Pullion, where are you from? Where were you born?
I was born in Greece.
I see. I thought I detected a slight accent, if you don't mind my saying so. When did you come to America?
1913.
1913. And you've been in the restaurant business most of the time since,
have
you?
Most of the time, yes.
Uh-huh. Now you find yourself at the Brown Derby.
Yes, sir.
When you were at the Brown Derby, you never thought that was going to happen to you like it did the other day. But tell us just exactly what happened. What did you think when Mrs. Ashton turned around and said that to you?
Well, she was sitting down there and then staring at me, and then all of a sudden she screamed. She said, "It's him. It's him." Lady, what's wrong with you? Are you all right? She said, "It's him again."
You thought she was... a little test, maybe?
I thought something went wrong.
I don't blame her. Well, I can see right now why she said it, and I don't blame her a bit. Well, let's get to the business of comparing you with President Truman. You weigh how much?
166.
Well, that's President Truman weighs 173, and you carry your weight very well. I don't see how I can stay out of the kitchen myself, but how tall are you?
5'6".
5'6"? President Truman's 5'8¾". You're a little shorter than he is. And your age?
56.
56? President
57,
Truman.
57, rather. Excuse me.
Oh.
No, I'm not trying to win.
Oh, all right. I know you're not. I thought it was only the ladies who ever gave us trouble with their age. President Truman is 65, so you have a few years on him. Let's see. Your eyes are brownish-gray. I suppose you'd call them hazel. Is that what they call
That's
you?
Right.
Uh-huh.
That's...
And President Truman's are blue. He wears glasses. So do you. That's close. And your hair is, well, it was. And as a matter of fact, it still is a little bit. And what there is of it is gray and kind of thin. And President Truman's hair is completely white and quite thin. By the way, what is your wife's name? Would you mind telling me?
Mary Grace.
Mary Grace. A lovely name, but it doesn't happen to be close to Bess at all. Do you have any children?
Three boys.
Oh, three boys. Do any of them sing soprano?
No.
That's good. I'm glad. Now, tell me this. I think that just about does it. You have three boys. You've never been a haberdashery salesman. Were you in the last war, in the First World War?
No, I wasn't.
Uh-huh. Well, I think it stacks up pretty well. As a matter of fact, it's great. And now, while the judges are checking your characteristics with those of President Truman, we hear from another youthful contender discovered by Horace Hite, who seemingly has fine prospects for the future. Not Horace, the contestant. It's Lynn Johnson from Cleveland, Ohio. Lynn offers one of the most unusual acts in show business. To the tune of "These Foolish Things Remind Me of You," he impersonates 10 different people. Now, see if you can guess who they are.
A cigarette that bears your lipstick stresses, Eddie darling. And you know, baby, an airline ticket to romantic places like the cash box.
And still my little heart has wings, bonita darling, oh, for these foolish little things. They all remind little Ronnie of you. Yes, indeed.
The winds of March that made my little heart a dancer, Scarlet Baby. Yes, indeed. And a telephone that rings, but little old C.G. is not around to answer.
A fairgrounds, painted swings, for these foolish little things, all remind of you. Yeah, that's right.
Well, you came. Yes, indeed. Then, by gosh, you saw. Jason Conklin. Old Wally B. Yeah, you sure did.
Because when you did all those foolish little things to me, when you know that I got all excited, and I knew somehow I had to strangle you, it just had to be. A tinkling piano in the next door apartment, yes, indeed. And those stumbling words that told you what Portland Hoffa's heart meant.
Oh, how the ghost of you clings, young Dr. Kildare, because these foolish things remind me of you. Yes, that's right.
The winds of March that made my heart a dancer, and the telephone that rings, oh, but who's to answer?
And you know, baby, still my heart has wings, that's right.
Because these foolish things remind me of you.
Folks, both last week's winner and our first twin tonight have a great deal in common with President Truman. Our judges will compare their early lives and will weigh all the facts against a qualification chart. And we'll hear the results a little later. Now, here's the second twin finder to try for the $5,000 prize. It's Mrs. Doris Dalton from Omaha, Nebraska, who thinks she's found a man who could be President Truman's twin. Nice to have you here, Miss Dalton. How'd you go about finding this twin, Mrs. Dalton, by the way?
Well, after I heard last week's program, I just kept my eyes open wherever I went.
Uh-huh. And when you saw someone who looked like President Truman, what'd you do?
I just stepped up and said, "Pardon me, did anyone ever tell you you look exactly like President Truman?"
What'd they say?
The first person I stopped almost made a pass at me.
Well, I don't blame him. You're very attractive.
Oh, no, I don't mean that. I thought he was going to take a swing at me.
Well, take a swing at you? Well, why?
He was a member of the Stop Truman Committee.
Wonderful. Well, where did you find this twin?
Well, I was getting on a bus to go home after work. And just as the bus stopped, this gentleman stepped off. I took one look and said, "He's it." So I grabbed him by the arm and said, "Are you busy right now?"
Well, that's a nice way to get acquainted. Then what happened?
Well, I told him what I wanted, and he laughed and said, "Sure." So So we took the picture, mailed in the description, and here we are.
And we're mighty glad to have you. And now, would you introduce me to this twin that you brought along, Miss Dalton?
This is Hank Sherman of Omaha, Nebraska.
Hello, Mr. Sherman. It's well to have you here, and believe me, I can see why Mrs. Dalton picked you, because you sure do look like President Truman. When Mrs. Dalton stopped you at the bus, tell us just now, between man to man, there's nobody listening here except 5 or 6 million people, what did you think?
Well, I turned around, saw this nice-looking woman hanging on my arm, said to myself, well, I guess there's life in the old boy yet.
Mr. Sherman, I think there is, too. Well, now let's see how you compare with the figures on this chart here. What's your birthday?
June 11th, 1885.
I see. Well, President Truman's birthday is May 8th, 1884. That makes you a year and a month younger, and that's good. You always like to have that cushion there between you and whatever might come. What is your weight? And your height, if you don't mind.
Well, I'm 5'7", and I weigh about 171.
Well, that's close. Let's see. President Truman's 5'8¾" and weighs 173. It's very close, as a matter of fact. But your eyes are brown, and, yes, the hair, it is, sure enough. There it is. What there is of it is kind of brownish with a little gray in it. The president's eyes are blue, and his hair is entirely gray.
Well, mine would be, too, if I go home without winning. You know, I told my wife I'd split the money with her. That's the only reason she let me come.
A married man. I know all about it. Do you have any children?
Two. I have two daughters. One of them sings soprano.
Wonderful. How about that? That fits the president's family, all right. Well, thank you very much, Mr. Sherman. That's grand. And now, while the judges are checking your characteristics with those of President Truman, we hear from Vic Valenti from Buffalo, New York. Should be classed with the finest pianist in the country. He plays Just You, Just Me.
This is where one of the commercial messages would appear. But on this audition record, we would like to tell you why we think Find My Twin an excellent vehicle for radio and television. Number one, the basic idea of the program is original, completely different from any other program in radio or television. Second, it combines the ingredients that give Stop the Music, Truth or Consequences, and similar shows such high Hooper ratings. Still does not violate any FCC giveaway ruling. Three, it gives cash to the winners, not refrigerators or steam trips, which only cause confusion for the listeners as to what product is really sponsoring the show. Also, to ensure a high caliber of entertainment, the program has available the winners from Horace Heights Youth Opportunity Program. But most important of all, here is a program that will be especially adaptable to television. We feel people all over America will be interested not only in watching the show and grading the twins, but also in becoming a twin finder. All this spells high ratings and increased sales for your product. Thank you very much. Now here again is Bill Gwynn.
Thank you, John Holbrook. Thank you very much. You did a nice job on that commercial. And, you know, a few moments ago, ladies and gentlemen, you heard Vic Valenti turning in a winning performance. But speaking of winning...
So look now, folks, come on, join in. Win 5,000, find the twins.
Yes, you too can win $5,000 if you find President Truman's twin. And here comes a fellow who believes he's found him. Bill, here's Tom Slater of San Francisco, California. The twin he found was judged the closest to Mr. Truman on this program last week with a score of 75 points. So we've invited him back.
Swell. Glad to have you back with us again, Tom. Tell me, what do you think of your chances this week,
Well, I think we'll still come out on top, Mr. Gwynn. Both of these twins here this week look an awful lot like Harry Truman, but, well, my twin Harvey Tate is actually more like Mr. Truman. For instance, President Truman was a captain in the artillery in World War I, and so was Harvey. Truman has one daughter, and so does Harvey. And Truman was once a farmer, and, well, Harvey here is a farmer right now. So, well, I think we'll walk off with that $5,000.
Well, Tom Slater, let's tell the folks how you found Harvey Tate,
Well, Mr. Gwynn, I run a grocery store, and one day things were a little bit slow, and I was standing there by the cash register, and I saw this fellow over there by the cabbage bin, and... He turned around, and I said, "That's it. That's the head." The man was a little confused, and he picked up one of them, and he said, "This one." And I said, "No, no, your head. That's it. You're Mr. Truman."
Oh, that's wonderful, Tom. I think there are a few Republicans who wish that Cabbage had been nominated. They might have voted a little more willingly. Well, now let's talk to Harvey. Would you mind introducing or bringing Harvey back so that we can introduce him to the folks?
Well, not at all, Mr. Gwynn. Once again, here's my contestant, Harvey Tate.
There he is. How about that, folks?
Tell me, what did you and Tom do after you won the $500 last week?
Well, we went right home and figured out how we could win the $5,000, and I think we have it.
Okay, what is it, Harvey?
Well, I'm the only contestant with the initials HT. And not only that, I used to play the piano when I was a kid.
A sleeper here. How long did you take lessons?
Well, a couple of years.
And you've been practicing recently since you were on the show last week, yeah?
I have been. I've been practicing the Missouri Waltz.
Do you think you can play it?
Well, as good as Truman.
Uh-oh. All right, my friend, you're elected. Sit right down over there at the piano and go to work.
Now comes the moment you've been waiting for, the moment when our two judges decide which of tonight's contenders bears the closest resemblance to President Truman and wins the right to appear again next week on our program. Not only to win $500 tonight, but the chance to win $5,000 in the finals at the end of 4 weeks.
And first, here's Dr. Ralph Henderson of Independence, Missouri, who has been President Truman's personal physician for over 20 years.
Well, Mr. Gwynn, the twin Mrs. Ashton found bears a remarkable resemblance to President Truman, but that's where his resemblance ends. So we give him 20 points. Now, the twin Mrs. Dalton found bears a remarkable resemblance also to President Truman, which, according to our chart, gives him a good start, 20 points. Then he gets several more points on his physical characteristics. On the other hand, his background and family are not very close to those of the president. So all in all, we give him 45 points.
Thank you very much, Dr. Henderson. One case, it's the facial resemblance that counts, and the other case, he gets points for other things. And here's our second judge, Mr. Stephen Thomas, photographer and artist from Lamar, Missouri, who went to school with the president and has painted his portrait.
I agree with Dr. Henderson on the first two contenders, that Mr. Slater's twin, Harvey Tate, not only has an almost perfect facial resemblance, which gives him 20 points, but his height and weight are close, which gives him 10 points more. He has the same initials, which give him another 20 points, and he served in the field artillery as President Truman did, which gives him another 25 points, making a total of 75 points. Now, this week, he also plays the piano like President Truman, which gives him another 10 points, what makes him winner again this week with a grand total of 85 points.
There we are. There he is. Tonight's winner is Tom Slater of San Francisco, California. And the twin Tom found, Mr. Harvey Tate, has won 2 weeks in a row and will be back with two more entrants next week. Here is your check for $500, and good luck to you next week. Mrs. Ashton and her twin receive $100, and Mrs. Dalton and her twin receive $100, and our thanks for being with us this evening. But now it's time to say goodbye for this week and give all you detectives a chance to put on your gum shoes to start looking for President Truman's twin. And now here's John Holbrook to tell you how to find the twin.
Here's how you enter this nationwide search. Just mail a letter enclosing a description and snapshot of the person whom you think could be President Truman's twin. Mail your letter to Find My Twin, Box 706, Hollywood, California. Impartial judges will select the entries whose characteristics most closely resemble President Truman.
So don't you wait, start now, begin. Win 5,000, find the twin.